Hello, welcome to the Bite Size Manga Podcast. This week we're talking about Dragon Ball Chapter 361 to 370, or if you're on me, 167 to 176. Have to make sure I get the numbers in the right order. This week I'm joined by Ryu, killed first every time.
That's depressing.
But catching strays.
Always.
That's the constant. And I'm your host, Ben, and I have nothing negative about me.
Yeah, right.
No, nothing.
Yeah, definitely not.
I have nothing to say. Yep.
Nothing. No third impostering happening here. Anyway, let's get into
anyway.
The
oh we God. Meet Cell, the android. He is a artificial
human.
They
call human. Him an android, but no.
He's completely organic. So,
organic, so it don't make sense. Because like even Bulma says later, right, that like, the only reason that he's able to absorb the androids is that, like, they're partially organic.
Yeah, even
he
still 16,
can't even absorb
wouldn't...
anything that's not fully organic.
He can't even absorb 16. Organic. He can't absorb 16. 16 is a full robot.
Mm-hmm. Well, ish. He's still, like, human-based, no?
No. 16 is a full robot. He's called an android, but he's an actual, like number 8, they're a full robot.
16 is fully mechanical, but he...
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if I...
17, 18 are human-based with, like, enhancement, and then they were even back to, like, robot-based on 19 and 20, I think. It's like the... Like, I got a chart
20,
later
20 is partially human because he was Dr. Dro before.
So. Oh, yeah.
But 19,
yeah.
19 is fully mechanical.
Also, I got a... Like, okay, in between chapters... I got a like chart of like the robots, like yeah, of like same. The Gero's robots and androids and whatever, and it showed 8 again from remember all the way back later. When the Frankenstein.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And then there was talking about like that he was also like fully mechanical, and then like he was too
so
nice
he went
like
mechanical, human base, mechanical, human base, mechanic. No, because like you saw 8
yeah.
was.
Wait, let me see.
Then
find
at some
it.
Point he went human based with 16 or 17 and 18.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like 8 to 16 presumably is all mechanical. Then we have 17, 18 biological, 19 mechanical, 20 Jerome self, so biological, and then Cell, just fully biological underneath that.
Dude, yeah. Cell is made from his robot in the future. Like, it's not as like own decision to make him then organic again. He was made from the cells of the strong.
Yeah,
people,
no, but
right?
No. It was still his choice to do it. Because, yeah. like, the computer just completed it.
Mm-hmm. True.
He,
yeah.
I think Jerome, the reason he defaulted back to mechanical, okay. like mostly mechanical afterwards, is because he realized that if he does human based, then too much of their personality still presides, right? Like, right?
And free will.
Yeah, and he doesn't want that. He wants, like, full
yeah.
control.
Like so. How 17 is a huge bitch.
Yeah.
he's so, okay, I'm gonna say this, and I this makes all the sense of the world to me, so it'll be sad if y'all don't understand what I'm about. 17 is the most Dragon Ball character of all time.
True.
Because, like, power hungry. He is fully, like, nobody can be stronger than me.
He's, like, what and the, like, the Dragon Ball stereotype, he is that. He's the embodiment of that.
Yeah, like, it's just yeah. such a Dragon Ball character to be, like, no, wait, nobody can be stronger than me. All these facts, I'm gonna dissuade them. They don't make sense. 17 is Republican.
Yeah. Like, wild. Yeah.
Lost half our audience.
Yeah. Anyways,
the lies.
Unless they like him, oh, the Republican.
And I was like, yes, make him the get him in a MAGA.
God.
Oh, did you think this is where we're gonna end up? 4 minutes into no. this episode.
Where's no, the God? Oh, you didn't cook. My God.
I don't know. I feel like I'm making sense.
Yeah. Whatever. Anyways.
Anyway, Cell's DNA. Like, he does a Kamehameha. Well,
which was
Kamehameha.
Weak.
Which is very weak. Again, I feel like it's back to the thing that we had on Namek, where the, like, they took over like Goku's body, but like he couldn't control the power of that body, right? I guess they didn't have the mental. So same with Cell, he has the DNA of Goku, but not the innate ability or talent.
Whilst I agree with you on the example for Namek used, I don't agree with the current example that you're using. I think the better example of that is regeneration that Piccolo uses. Because Cell didn't know he could do that, even though he's Piccolo, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, what the Kamehameha is meant to illustrate is the fact that the cells don't grow in proportion to the people that they're from. They're static in power. So, like, they were collected from Goku after Demon King Piccolo happened, I think. In the Saiyan Saga. So it's going to stay at where Goku was in the Saiyan Saga. And it adds all of those on top, whether or not that's plus or multiplied or exponential. That's the addition method doesn't really matter. But those static powers, they add up in some manner to what Cell is now. And that's why you can also add just all those regular ass people on top of it, because they'll have
some
a little bit of energy, and that energy will just get added to the mass that is so.
Exactly. Yeah.
Also, Cell called Piccolo brother, and I'm just like, I heard a Texan accent.
Like, I heard like a Texan accent when he did that, like brother.
He can technically just call everyone brother and sisters. Like, hey, Tan, my brother. How you doing, man?
Would you call your own clone a brother?
I mean, they're technically not.
I feel like I'd kill my own clone.
Then wouldn't the clone get the same thought, right? And then try to kill you?
Yeah, probably. Because, like,
that's why I would kill him, because he would kill me.
Yeah, see, killed before. Yeah, the idea is, right, like, that clone, he can easily take over my life and nobody would be any the wiser, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, like, either you brand the number 2 into his face.
Scratch his forehead with a knife.
Yeah, just like some kind of, like, disfigurement in the face so he couldn't get away with it. Or you just gotta kill him.
What if he's nice? Like, listen. What if he's like you, right? He's exactly like you, right?
You won't go to him.
Get the thought of killing you unless you got the thought of killing him, right? Unless some other shenanigans happen. But
look, the moment he's created, he's different from me. Because from that moment, he will have his own experiences that he's building on. So the longer this goes, the more fundamentally different he'll become from me.
That's true, but would it become so different as to not being opposed to killing you? Like murder?
Because, I can't rule that out.
Yeah, but if murder, the thought of murder and actually doing the action isn't as easy as
people think. No, obviously not, but what I'm saying, I love my life, so that clone will also love my life.
Yeah, so that is true.
There's gonna be scrapping. And there's no way we can go around that.
And you can't incorporate it, make him your twin or something. Like now that you're twinsies, he'll just explain.
Look, honestly, that's a great idea. I'd be down to do the soap opera trope of this is my long lost twin brother. That would be fucking hilarious, and I would mess with everybody. He's my long lost
twin brother.
The thing is,
he has to shave everything besides the mustache. He only gets to keep the mustache, and I get to keep the beard. That's how you differentiate. You got the fucking mustache, and yes, I am.
Perfect thing is,
I'm Fernandez.
I'm Fernandez.
Why is my clone Spanish? Why is my clone Spanish? Why am I Mexican? Why does everybody think I'm Hispanic? I'm not even close.
It just works, you know.
For other people that a friend of ours who does a lot of drawings for this channel on my channel, she drew me once, not my character or anything. And I look Dominican and I don't know why. I could not that, or Puerto Rican. It was more Puerto Rican.
I feel like I'm Puerto Rican, yeah.
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 Still, I was like, I don't get it. It's not me. That's not me. That is not me. Oh my god. Anyway, clone killing aside.
Oh, okay.
Time to kill Cell.
Yeah. Yes, that's what we're planning on.
So we're not off topic, totally.
Ish.
Eh.
Look, we got the soap operas at some point.
Yeah, exactly.
True.
But
yeah, he does have like powers, like then like they literally explain it, like they have like the flash ability he uses, and Piccolo's like, wait, isn't it just like the Shenhan's? And then like Krillin's like, no,
it's just easy.
No.
I mean, yeah,
I can do it.
Like, was the one that created the technique.
Yeah,
but it's
it's his.
It's his technique, but it's like, it's not really that hard to use. Both I and Goku can use it, but like, you know,
it's not intrinsic to him. But yeah, like it's still like a technique
like
that he's.
It's like
knows.
The Kamehameha. It is Roshi's, but like, both Yamcha, Krillin, and Goku, all three of them can do it.
I think he also mentioned the destruction disc, right? So talking to Krillin.
No.
No, he mentioned the spirit bomb.
Oh, spirit bomb. Oh, right.
Yeah, I can use the spirit bomb if I wanted to as well.
It's
always
weird to read, like, the Japanese names of techniques when, like,
English
names are, like, engraved into my brain.
Like, it was just the Japanese name. Like, which one was it again? Was it destructive disc or was it spirit bomb?
So,
whatever
okay,
was it.
I'm going to have to ask you, like, this is a great point to ask this. Like, the technique that Piccolo uses to, like, put a bunch of like things
Hellzone
around.
Grenade? Yeah,
that's Hellzone Grenade. Okay, I didn't know that. Okay. That's such a fucking dope name, by the way. Like we were talking at the start of Z about like some of the best fucking like translated names. This is one that I wanted to mention back then. Hellzone Grenade goes so unbelievably hard.
It does, and the I think Piccolo is a really big fan of grenades because the other attack he used against Cell, like at last, right when he blew up part of the island, that is called Light Grenade. So
yeah, Light Grenade.
He both has Hellzone Grenade and Light Grenade. So which
I think Hellzone Grenade might be the best technique name I've ever heard.
Same. It's so
the one who went to like 17 with all the balls around.
Yeah, around the
yeah.
It's also
that's sick, bro.
It's also pretty creative because it's like, you missed me, nah, bitch.
I hit everything around you, and now it's gonna blow you up.
Yeah,
that's such a good fucking moment. Oh
yeah,
my god.
If 17 didn't have that shield, I would have messed him up like badly. I think.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Especially with them being like pretty relative in power, it just.
Yeah, they, like 16 said, they're equals.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Piccolo is like the strongest Z fighter right now, currently.
We don't know what. We don't know about like Vegeta after his training.
Yeah.
But like prior to training, like Piccolo was the strongest, which is sick.
Is Vegeta a Z fighter?
No,
not really. He's Z fighter adjacent, if anything. Right?
He's like an acquaintance. Yeah. He's like a coworker.
We know him. We know who he is.
He's like that. You know, I actually would classify Trunks as a Z fighter before Vegeta because
I think that's completely fair.
I think that's fair.
Even that makes so much sense.
Yeah, this isn't his timeline or anything, but you know, he's a Z fighter.
Him to like carve a Z into somebody for no reason.
The
sword.
Like,
I am now so.
In the wall when he leaves.
But like the thing that's like when I realized like Piccolo's the strongest Z fighter, I was like, alright, this will only last for like a couple
minutes
probably. Goku's anytime anybody's stronger than Goku, I'm like, okay, this won't last.
Yay, Piccolo win. Oh, never mind. Was it
Piccolo
Dumb?
Oh, fuck.
He did say
Kamikolo. They
said Kamikolo.
They did say Kamikolo.
They said Kamikolo. We've been waiting for it.
We've been waiting for this for ages, for weeks.
They said Kamikolo. I'm so happy. I want to call him Kamikolo. I'm just going to keep calling him Kamikolo.
You call him Kamikolo.
Mm-hmm. Kamikolo.
We call him Kamikolo. I think Kamikolo rolls the tongue better.
Yeah.
But he called him Kamikolo Sama.
That's like a Ludicolo fusion, the Pokemon of so Cell shows up after like being off the grid for a while and absorbing a bunch of people, and he just and like that's what I mean by like, oh, it won't last. Like he shows up and Kamikolo just fucking freezes up. He's like, yeah, I'm fucked. can't do shit.
This is why he wanted to take him out earlier, because like if he either absorbs more people or takes the androids, we're fucked. So
it's like I get that he was like going like every time there was like a search for like a thing on the news about people going missing. I get that he was actively trying at that point, right? But I can't get the image out of my head of just like the one panel like, fuck, we have to kill him now. Cut to Piccolo sitting in front of the TV.
Yeah.
It's like, actually, this is so funny to me for no reason.
It's actually, yeah, that's pretty hilarious. It's like, let's go now. And then you see the Batman transition, like, no. And then he's just sitting in front of the TV.
It's like, nothing.
So, you know, going through the news channel, just skipping through them. Yeah, where is he?
It's like, oh, do we have him something? Oh, it's Cell, let's go
get him. I got one!
And then they start flying, and it's like, nope, well, he's gone. Ah, damn it, we missed him again.
And I pick it, it's like, damn, my show's on.
hurry, if we catch him now, he might catch the show at 8. Come on, let's go.
I bet you Piccolo has like, or Kamikolo has a favorite newscaster.
Oh, for sure.
He'd be the person to have that. I mean, God in itself would have his favorite person. Tommy. He would say he doesn't.
His favorite person is probably
definitely Goku.
Yeah.
Nah, I'd probably say Mr. Popo, if anything.
Mr. Popo doesn't count.
Oh. Okay, then it'd probably.
He's with him all the time. That's unfair.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, that's why he's his favorite.
Yeah, exactly. That's why he's his favorite. If we're talking, you know, except for that, then it's probably Goku, yeah.
How about Earthlings? If we're talking Earthlings, do you think he likes any of them?
Yan is pretty cool.
I don't think Krillin
was actually the reason Piccolo and Kami got revived again, because he was the one that was like, Dragon Balls, Namek, go. Because if it wasn't for Krillin...
To be fair, yeah, after that, he probably became the favorite, because like, oh my god, he's smart.
Yeah, oh my god.
Before that, did he like Yamcha? Did God like baseball? Because if he did, he'd like Yamcha.
He'd probably like Yamcha.
Okay, considering God was made by a Japanese person, he fucking loved baseball.
Yes.
There is, I forget the guy's name, but there is a Japanese guy who plays in the MLB, I think that's the Major League Baseball, MLB.
Yep.
And I think he plays for like the New York Giants or something. Like
Jets,
is that the...
I think so.
Whatever. I'm out of my element here. I don't know basketball. Baseball. Well, I
don't. You don't know basketball? Oh, that's crazy.
I know ball. No, I do know ball. I do know. Anyway, like there's a Japanese guy that plays in the MLB, and the fucking Japanese worship this man. I swear to God.
Like, the Jets is the football team.
Okay, so like the Giants, I thought was the the Mets. It's the Mets.
Yankees.
New York.
No, fuck yeah, you're right. No, he's right. Yeah,
it's the Yankee. We're dumb, bro.
We're not American.
Actually,
no, yeah.
We're not American nor Japanese, so it doesn't matter.
True.
But yeah, like, and the Japanese, they fucking love this dude. I forget what his name is, and I'm sure that like if there is a Japanese person, they're yelling at the screen right now. Well, so like that's why like Kami probably fucking loved baseball, so he was like, yeah, I have to go.
Yeah, true. Anyways, so now Goku is awake.
He is awake, and he's going to train, but he's already waited more than 24 hours for Vegeta.
Shohei Ohtani, he plays for the Los Angeles Dodgers, apparently.
Dodgers, apparently. All right, that makes sense.
I think, like, I looked it up, and I think it, like, he used to play for Yankees. I think it was.
That makes sense.
I looked up
Yankees players and, like, the Japanese Yankees players, and, it, like, he said that he's a Laker, like, they're the Dodgers now.
It's a Laker. Let's go.
Yeah.
he didn't reverse MJ.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
What, I wonder who Michael Jordan played for in the...
You can look this. Anyways. Goku wakes up now, and he's going to bring Gohan, Trunks, and Vegeta to train.
For a year in a space, in white space. basically.
The white space.
Vegeta, you can only get two at a time.
This is the first time this is like brought up, right?
Yes. Which is why I'm wondering, like they say, oh yeah, last time only lasted a month in there, in like real time, it's like a few hours then. Like maybe an hour.
We didn't see in Dragon Ball or anything.
No. So I'm assuming, like, if we're counting back, if a year is a day, then a month is 2 hours, right?
So 24
hours.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
24 hours, 2 hours per month. So he lasts in there for 2 hours normal time. Vegeta's lasted over 24 now.
Yeah.
With Trunks.
But this is more than likely because, this happened during the time skip of, like, the world, like, the King Piccolo saga and the 23rd World Tournament. Goku was a lot weaker then, and then he presumably went in alone. And if you're in, like, a whole white space, you know, by yourself, it's pretty easy to get, you know, become insane. So.
Yep. Isn't there a guy who did that? Like on YouTube, he streamed it.
I know Mr. Beast.
He streamed himself like just in like a fully like 4x4 like white room.
I don't know.
No, don't hear about that. At least. Maybe you know. Sure. Knowing your population.
Like knowing YouTube, I'm 100% sure this has happened.
Yeah, right.
I just don't know how widespread or who did it is. But so I love how like finding a level beyond Super Saiyan is such a wild concept that Trunks invented time travel before even thinking about it.
It was Bulma.
Mom, I need a time machine. That's the only way we can do it.
I need to go back. Becoming stronger is impossible at this point. He's like, I got this.
And then Vegeta and Goku almost immediately when they realized what's wrong, these guys was like, oh, time to find a level beyond.
Vegeta said, Goku will think the same thing. Goku woke up, I gotta get stronger. He predicted his ass.
That's full-blooded Saiyan for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because now he's realizing, damn, everyone is leaving us in the dust right now. Well, by everyone, the artificial androids and Piccolo, I guess.
And at that point,
he's like, damn. It's also shows like the difference between Trunks and the full half breed and the full blooded Saiyans. Well, it makes sense because one, the two live for battle, and the other was like just trying to survive. So, you know, it makes sense that they were like, stronger.
We gotta do this. Shout out to Chi Chi, finally a base decision. She finally makes a good decision. Fate of the world is on their shoulders. And Chi Chi goes, look, I know I can't stop you. Just after this, you're done.
Gohan is going to school and I fucking
can't. And you get a fucking job.
Yeah, he's like,
look, I love that. I love that. This was a very like mutual thing. They both like, you know, I want to do this. The other person communicated, okay, but then I want to do this. And they were like, okay, bet. This is great communication. I love this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can
Chi Chi is better than Bulma. She was already, but like this is solidly
very low. Was such a low. It is.
But still, I mean, we have no one else to compare it to. We don't know any other moms. Bulma's mom, I guess.
It's all right. I haven't seen.
She's a little preferred, but not gonna be. Yeah.
I mean, her last Bulma. Name is Briefs.
Fair.
True.
Okay, so Goku being scared and excited at Cell being stronger than Frieza. What do we think of this?
I feel like it's pretty cool.
I think it is neat because it still shows that like Goku isn't just
Vegeta,
just like battle hungry. He's also like okay, I gotta protect this world. Now, like he's still scared about like protecting this world, but like he's still like a little excited. Like, oh, I want to fight a stronger opponent. Like that's a Saiyan in him. But the human side of him is like, hey, I gotta protect this world, and that gives him anxiety, and that's why he's a little scared.
Yeah, I think it's just like it's really like it's honestly like really good consistent writing of like what we saw in the Namek saga and Frieza saga. Like I'm gonna keep bringing that up. Like you know, where we kind of went for, through the entire arc, and like it was shown that like Goku was still mostly like human, but then like the Saiyan part started like kicking in and stuff like that, and like his human upbringing versus Saiyan nature. And like at the end of that arc, we kind of landed on like a midpoint, like between the two. Like he's both, but and now like we're consistently getting like bits and pieces of like he is still like human raised Saiyan, right? Like that's what makes him different from Vegeta. Like Vegeta is essentially there to be our barometer of like what would a Saiyan do in this situation. Because he was so in, like, drenched in the Saiyan culture and, like, just like, I am the prince, I am the ultimate Saiyan, so he's going to make the Saiyan moves that you would expect from any Saiyan. Like, he's a representative of that in the story. And Goku, like, and we see what all the humans would do, right? We have plenty of humans to compare
Goku, that. Like, yeah.
And Goku is the bridge between that.
I was gonna say like we have Vegeta more as like a mirror of Goku, like Vegeta is like mirroring again what a pure Saiyan would do, and then Vegeta like and then Goku is there to like mirror that of like okay this is what a more human reaction would be like a more like if we didn't have that I feel like even Goku makes different decisions than normal humans would, so like Tenshinhan
yeah because
like,
he's still like a different person right
yeah exactly but like so because we have that like mirror to compare to Vegeta. We can see, like, okay, this is still, like, a lot more human reaction than what we could have had if it was, like, an actual full-blown
thing. What it allows us to do, really, is kind of discern which part of his responses is Saiyan nature and which part is Goku's personality.
Yeah.
Which is very exactly. smartly done. Yeah. Because if you take out the, I want to get stronger, I want to fight, then you kind of see, like, okay, that's actually, like, Goku's personality. Like, Goku's scared that he might not be able to protect his like his planet and stuff like that, right? Mm. His friends, his family. He's scared about it. That's why he says scared and excited. Like the sane part in him says, "I'm excited." The human, like raised part, the nurtured part, his personality is saying, "This is terrifying." Yeah. But that's why like so many people like look at Goku and you know find him inspiring, right? It's because like. I think it's a more subtle thing that like to notice that he's actually scared. I don't think people really talk about that, and quite frankly, I don't think it's noticed that much. But like, Goku's continuous searching to be better, right? Like that, like to be stronger. Like that's his like trait that people latch onto. If like that's what's inspiring about him, which I kind of like. I would disagree with, honestly. Like now that we're talking about this in this way. I think it's more admirable that Goku is scared and still goes.
Yeah.
Like, I think that is a much more admirable quality of him to have. Because, like, if you just think about him as, like, he just wants to get stronger and, like, that's all the reason, like, why he does any of this, it makes him a much more bland and flat character.
You know, so isn't that, like, something they mentioned in, like, even if it might even been in, like, the... Saiyan saga where like he's like yeah I'm scared but I'm still gonna like go and like protect because I have to more so the duty but like I don't remember if it was this series or like if it was then but I think there was something similar that was said like even back then like Goku being still scared of what was happening but like still going because he was the only option we really had
I think that was on the way to Namek when he heard of Frieza.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that also makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, but I agree. I feel like it's more admirable to be scared but still willing to do the job than, you know, doing the job just because, you know, like Vegeta, for example. He's just doing this so he can prove he's better. So
also, he's not really scared. Like, we don't really see him get frustrated.
Yeah, he's just frustrated that he's not strong enough. He's not really scared. He's like, he fully believes that he's better than them and that he can beat them regardless, right?
Yeah.
While Goku, he's like, he's unsure if he's able to do it, but he's going to try. And he still, like, finds excitement in the challenge.
Yeah. Which like, to be fair, whilst I say that, like, it's a very admirable quality for him to... be like scared and like still go through it. Like, I still think that I'm not a huge fan of how it's shown, because like he just says he's scared and like that's the end of it. Like when he's out there and fighting, like you never see him like really like freeze up or anything. Like don't really see him like shake. Like, there's no like showing. There's no like showing moment of like, hey, I'm scared. It's the show don't tell like property, right? Which we've talked about a lot in Dragon Ball, because Dragon Ball prefers to do certain shows and certain tells. Like it kind of like switches those.
It switches between.
And I think like unknowingly, like probably maybe even unintentionally, like probably unintentionally, like the way that this is shown, or like the way it is depicted of dealing with fear. It is a, what we've said before as well, like a product of its time, right? Like, Goku's a very masculine character as well, right?
Yeah. And
the way that he is shown to deal with fear is he will verbalize it but not show it, right? Which, like, is not the most healthy way of dealing with that stuff, right? Like, it, like he doesn't really show or emote surrounding these emotions. He just says that they're there. He just acknowledges that they're there. Acknowledging that they're there is great, but that's only the first step.
Exactly. Right? He's not taking the second step of like
actually feeling the emotions. Right. Like, which obviously fear, like if it's paralyzing you, that's bad. But like the way that it is shown, it is very like it's a very distant way of dealing with fear. It's very like, yeah, I'm scared, whatever, we're not going to think about that. Like, it feels like he's very much, like, pushing it aside and not
pushing actually, it
like,
down, really, if anything. Pushing like, it down. Yeah, I'm scared, and I gotta fight
that. Yeah, and also, like, not really showing it to other people. This is the first time I feel like that he's really, like, shown it to somebody else that he's scared, because I think, like, even, like, Krillin says that he's, like, happy to see that, like, Goku is, like, still scared or something, which... I think he says it has to do with, like, at least he's still, like, a part, like, human or something. But I think, realistically speaking, it just makes more sense for Krillin to say this, because he's pretty much never really seen Goku scared, ever.
Yeah.
Like, remember when they were kids and training together? Goku was just, like, that unbeatable that he was just going through it.
Mm-hmm. I also feel like it's a lot because every time until now, Goku has been the only person, or the last line of defense, right? With King Piccolo, with Vegeta, and with Frieza, right? He was always shown to be the last person that could be able to deal with it, which I think is a reason as to why he's not, you know, quote-unquote, allowing himself to show weakness in the moment, right? Because if...
Yeah, but that's bullshit.
Hmm?
Like I think I can see your reasoning, and like under that assumption I would agree with you, but I'm still bad.
Yeah,
still not good.
Still isn't great. But
so I looked up what Krillin said. He said it's a good thing. It shows that Goku isn't ready to throw in the towel just yet, which shows that he still have hope to cling on to.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Because as well as before now. Everyone has been like, yeah, it doesn't really help that much if Goku wakes up at this current moment. But now that, you know, Goku is still confident that he's still able to do something, or like that something is able to happen, that just inspires confidence in everyone else as well, right?
Yeah, because like, I need one day. I need, or maybe two, I guess, because one day where Vegeta and Trunks go, and then they have 2 days where they both, all four of them train for a year. I'm assuming they still age that amount as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there is no reason.
So for that doesn't matter for Goku, Vegeta, or Trunks. It only matters for Gohan the most.
Yeah.
Because Gohan, like, when he... Gohan, when he, so
he's
when Gohan's going to train...
nine then? He's eight now.
Yes? I think he's eight. Or he might from 9 to 10. Even then, he's not going to go to puberty just yet. But, like, he'll get a bump in, like... Probably power as well, because Gohan is still like an actual child. Like, he's not an adult yet at all. He's not even puberty yet. Like, teenager, whatever.
Yeah.
The
man, teenage Gohan is gonna be crazy.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Gohan, like, he had an immense power from day one. Like, he's still not equal with Goku. Goku definitely surpassed his son. But at a point, Gohan could go above his dad's level.
I think, almost easily, right? Because, like, yeah. If you think about how quick... Like, he's able to very easily, quote-unquote, like, keep up with Goku.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because, like, he doesn't do nearly as much as Goku, and he keeps, like,
exactly.
Again, he will keep jumping. Like, and like aging helps with that. Like, he'll grow older, which gives him more strength, because just genetically speaking, that will just happen. Mm-hmm. The older you go, the more muscle, whatever, testosterone, whatever. Like, you get stronger just by aging normally. Imagine what happens if you're half Super Saiyan and you're already keeping up with your dad as a child. Like, he can really only tap into that equal power to Goku when he gets angry. Which actually means that he's been going Super Saiyan longer than Goku.
That's
just saying.
I mean, he didn't do the hair.
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't have gel in hand. Okay, sorry. Jesus.
Look, the fashion statement is important.
Exactly.
True. Fashion is the end game of all life.
But Gohan did surpass Goku at one point, first when he was first introduced against Raditz, right? He went above Goku's power by a ton, right? And then,
Against Frieza, he also, like,
Frieza, he got a spike to, like, attack Frieza, and he did very well against that, I assume, at
which
that point.
Which might be, like, good, like, equivalent to Goku at that point, right?
Yeah,
exactly. That's what I'm saying as well.
So
yeah.
I feel like at that point, he was also equal, or if not surpassed Goku. Since then, he hasn't had a rage moment, but...
It's not been that long since, like, Frieza, like the Frieza saga.
Yeah, it's
been 3 years.
It's been like 4 years since Namek.
Time skip since Namek to like the robots arriving, yes.
Yeah.
But so like that's like before the robots arrived, there was a 3 year time period where it's just peaceful. There was nothing going on besides training.
Yeah, that was and before that, before Goku arrived, there was a year time skip at that point.
Yeah, so Gohan's 9 right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it'll become 10. Yeah. Yeah.
But I also really feel like I feel bad for Gohan because he has to use a year of his life to just like train, right? So
he's got so like how does that work? Like obviously like this is like the least of our worries, but education wise, like would he still say like, oh, I'm like 10
or like, but like, I'm in third grade.
Like, I'm like, would he still like be like, I'm 9, or would he like legally be like, look,
I just look
magic time room says I'm 10 now.
I feel like he just has to be like, yeah, I'm 9. I just look older than my age.
He gets a full grown beard, just like, yeah, I'm 10.
I did a time skip.
Yeah. Yeah,
I just stayed with my dad for like 15 years in the time chamber or something. Yeah. I don't know, man.
Bro, it took me a day to grow this beard, man.
I mean, realistically speaking, yes.
Yeah, yeah. For everyone else, you know. Also, the room of spirit and time would be like the best place to take a power nap. You're like, 5 minutes till I have to go to school. Let me just go into the time chamber real quick, take a little nap.
I gotta be honest. Anytime I sleep in, I feel worse than if I woke up earlier.
Yeah, this happened today. It usually happens every Sunday. I set a clock for like 11 or 12. Like, okay, that's a decent time to wake up. I wake up at that time, fall back to sleep, and then like an hour or two later, I'm like, oh, fuck. I just feel horrible.
It's
I don't like it.
I hate
it. Like, where the fuck am I? Like, how late is it? What day is it? Like,
having anxiety is like awful, but one thing that it's like super clutch with is waking me up.
Fair.
Like I will just be like, I'm scared to miss something. I wake up at 5 a.m.
That's just like ready, ready to go, just rearing.
I mean, I wouldn't say that. Okay, like that's a bit, but like I was like, whoa, what's happening? And I'm like, oh, 5 a.m. If I just don't do the, then we're good.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm solid.
Fair enough.
Do we have anything else we want to mention?
Vegeta's a bitch, but
Vegeta is a bitch. This is true.
That's what I was saying. Like, I like the Trunks.
Also, he's just too clouded to think clearly because earlier he was like, when Piccolo was like, oh, he's gonna sell ones to absorb the androids. Vegeta was like, You know what? Just let him absorb the androids. That's like two less for me to hunt down by myself.
Yeah, that was an insane take. That was an unhinged Stephen A. Smith take.
Yeah, like, we know Vegeta isn't dumb because, like, Namek happened and stuff, and he showed a lot of intelligence, but he is dumb, you know? You know what I mean? Because he's like...
When he gets to battle, like, when he has to, like, fight strong opponents, like, he loses all battles, sense of intelligence.
Battles and, like, strategy, he's very, like, he has a very strategic mind, but he overhypes himself way too much, bro. He does.
Yeah.
You know, you may think you're the hype, bro, but, like, chuck it down. Calm.
I mean, like, have you ever met anybody who's, like, clear when they're angry?
Like, Vegeta's constantly angry.
Yeah, he's constantly angry.
I put this on mine, too, bro,
really
at that point.
I feel bad for Trunks, too, because he has to spend a year with that dipshit, bro.
Yeah, he was also like, look, I don't want to spend a year with him, but, like, if it helps.
Yeah,
sure.
I guess I...
No, he was even like, I don't want to train with him. Like, the normal training. They didn't even know about the year thing yet. He was like, I don't want to train with him. Like, he was talking to Krilla, like, here, go show these to Bulma. I don't want to train with him. But I'll have to. And then Goku like went to visit and he was like, Dad,
I'm sure mentally he was like, fuck.
Yeah.
And he's like, Dad's just like, if I'm a nuisance. And then Vegeta himself has just been standing there just like praying to whatever fucking god he has, just standing there on a rock.
Yeah. Well, like, imagine
this is how Vegeta trains.
Yeah.
He's just a mind battle like Krillin and Gohan did in the ship to Namek.
I'm probably getting mad.
But he was fighting himself
every time.
Or something. Only he can possibly stand up to him.
Exactly. Only he can beat himself. Exactly. So you would have to fight himself in his mind.
But technically, because Cell is part Vegeta, Vegeta's not even as strong as Vegeta.
True.
Oh my god. Yeah, you're right.
It's real. Yeah.
But I also feel bad for like Trunks because he has to spend his 18th birthday with Vegeta. Even though he probably doesn't care. He's like, oh, it's my birthday, whatever, you know, fight me. And, I've also feel like, imagine growing 17 years without a father. You finally get to meet him, and he's just the biggest piece of shit.
Oh, he sucks.
To be fair, for those 17 years, he had been dead. So, like, he went back in time to before he was, like, a year old.
Yeah. But, and then his father was a dipshit. He still is.
Right. I mean, I say this, even now Vegeta doesn't like look too like young Trunks, like Bulma's kid.
Oh, he doesn't care. He doesn't care.
He doesn't give a shit.
He made it clear, and he was like, even if he didn't even try to save Bulma and Trunks when they were like getting shot down, it's like, why would I care about, you know, whatever they are?
He was like, she should have been the pill.
Yeah, really.
I doubt he knows what the pill is.
No, I doubt it. But
you think he even knows what a condom is?
I don't think he does. He's too prideful for that shit. A protection while in bed? I don't need protection.
I guess Saiyans would
be a condom.
I feel like Saiyans would be like the most race to be like, children now. Or whatever.
Yeah. So, I mean, they throw like, a kiss.
It happens when it happens.
Yeah.
More children to conquer planets, please.
Yeah. He's like, he's like one of those animals that, you know, get a kid and then abandon them after a while. He's like, whatever.
Any animal alive?
Yeah.
I think most animals do that.
Most animals abandon their young? What the fuck are you on?
Drugs.
Yeah. Maybe they're...
Okay, with that, we're going to end off today's episode.
Fair.
Ryu doesn't get to say anything else besides thank you guys for watching. We'll see you next time. I've been joined by Ryu.
Later.
Bye, Hut.
Peace.
Oh, my God, buddy. We'll see you next time. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.